Hello, everyone. Welcome to Developing Palettes. I'm Aaron Loomis coming to you from the Ventura Cigar Company studio. With me today is John McTavish. How you doing, John?
I'm doing well. This Developing Palettes review brought to you by coffee. Coffee. If life is worth living, it must include coffee.
That's right. We're doing this, I don't know. Is it 2 o'clock for you, John?
1:15.
1:15. Oh, yeah, I can't.
On a unusually snowy and cold New Year's Eve.
Yeah, that's perfect. So today we are talking about the Saga Short Tales Tomo 6, the sixth element, El Tabaco. It's kind of a double Robusto-ish, 5.5 by 58 ring gauge. Comes out of the De Los Freyes factory in the Dominican Republic. Wrapper is Mexican San Andres Maduro. Binder is Sumatra. And the filler is Nicaragua, Dominican Republic, and United States. Price point is $9.20. Cigar was released in July of 2018. So with all that out of the way, John, what was your smoking experience like?
Well, before I get into the smoking experience, I just want to talk about a complication that's on the cigar. I have it on the written review, but I feel like it is worth noting because it's really interesting, and I don't know that I've seen it before. On the band, they have what I'm sure must have cost a few dollars. They've got punched out squares around the outside of the band on the top and the bottom, mm-hmm. and it shows the wrapper underneath. And I don't know that I've seen that on a band before. And I just wanted to note it because I thought it was kind of cool.
Right.
Caught my eye right away. At any rate, talking about the smoking experience, the first third opened up with mild wood flavor, like really light, much lighter than I was expecting with the darkened San Andres wrapper. And then some baking spice joined it as this cigar sort of settled in. And then some post-draw leather. So I don't know what the blend is, but I'm guessing that there must be some Connecticut in the filler when you say American tobacco, because that's where mm-hmm. I was getting leather. And then a little bit of sweet cedar. So I got mild, sort of not sweet cedar on the front of the draw, and then in the post-draw I'm getting a sweet cedar. Chocolate started to develop at the end of the retrohale, which was nice. So it kind of fell into this, you know, woody, sweet, light cocoa profile, which was interesting. And then interesting, the leather, which I would say was really a light plus, really picked up as the first third went on. So by the end of the first third, it was very, very full-bodied leather, which makes that immediately reminds me of broadleaf. And I was like, well, that's weird. Because I assume there's no broadleaf in the wrapper, but who knows? Or in the filler, pardon me. So middle third, really similar to the first third, a lot of woody flavors, mild baking spices underneath. And then what I found is the second third progressed is the wood kind of carried the profile. That is, you got wood on the initial draw, wood in the middle of the draw, wood in the post draw. And so it was very woody. And then baking spices kind of picked up at about the halfway mark and brought the mild chocolate kind of with it. So it didn't completely run over the mild chocolate, which was nice because I find sometimes if baking spice is really intense, you just can't taste the chocolate. And finally, last third, really just a carbon copy in the middle third. So woody, little bit of baking spices, and then the chocolate kind of fell off about halfway through. In terms of burn and construction, burn was pretty even. Ash held on nicely, 1.5-inch increments. You really can't ask more than that. There was a little bit of an uneven burn at the end of the first third, requiring, like, I kind of wanted to hold off and let the cigar reconnect, catch up on its own, but it ended up requiring a touch-up. Middle third was uneven, and I let it go, and it was fine. It corrected on its own. And then in the last third, I needed to do a touch-up. And I would say, one could argue that it's as much of the environment that I'm smoking in as anything, because I would say that's, you know, pretty nitpicky from a review perspective. So I've rated it as very good. On the draw, again, very good. I did find it one notch into the resistance spectrum, so not quite, a little bit tighter than I prefer. So I did dock at a point there. What was your experience like, Aaron?
Yeah, for me, the cigar started with wood and kind of a concentrated baking spice, and then a little further in, that baking spice kind of smooths out a little bit, and a bit of a bread note kind of joins in with the wood to round out the profile. About an inch in, a little bit of creaminess joins in, goes along with that wood, bread, and baking spice. Retrohale has the kind of that zing of the baking spice up front. All the other components are kind of mixed in the background. A little further in, the bread and the cream drop out, kind of back to the wood and the baking spice. And as the first starts wrapping up, some walnut nuttiness kind of joins in with the wood and the baking spice. Strength is right at medium. Second, third, wood, walnut are up front. Baking spice really faint in the background. A little further in, some mustiness joins the profile. About an inch in, the wood and walnut and mustiness are all continuing on with a pretty full flavor profile. Retrohale has the same, you know, flavors and the fullness that the mouth straws were providing. And that's kind of how the second third finished out. Strength actually dropped down to slightly below medium. And then in the final third, you know, all the same flavors are kind of continuing on. A little bit of bitterness joins the profile. Further in, that bitterness kind of pairs up with the walnut. So it's, you know, more of a, you know, just walnut bitterness that's, I think most people can identify. Retro ales can kind of continue on the same profile with the mouth straws are providing. And then about an inch in, the bitterness starts to increase a little bit more. And then towards the end of the cigar, a bit of a perfume note became present. And that's kind of how things came to a close. Bitterness starts to recede a little bit, but otherwise all the other flavors are still in there. Strength bumps back up to the medium mark. And in regards to construction, it was about a quarter inch wide portion of the wrapper that didn't want to burn for about 3/4 inch long. But once it burned around that section, then the burn was just slightly jagged the rest of the way, and ash held on through each third. In regards to the draw, I felt that it was actually slightly loose for me at the beginning, but it didn't really cause any issues with the smoking experience, and the draw got on point by the second half of the cigar. So overall, what were your thoughts on this one, John?
Well, I listed a bunch of flavors, and that might lead you to believe that it was sort of what we call in our good category, but my overall experience was average. And I just want to reiterate, and I know we say this all the time, but I got to reiterate it before someone loses their mind. Average does not mean bad. If you look at the average cigar that's on the market right now, average is actually good. The average cigar that's out today is a good cigar. It's a much better cigar than what you would have bought 10 or even 15 years ago. So average does not mean bad. Average just means that there was nothing within this cigar's profile that elevated it above any other cigar that I could sort of randomly pick off the shelf. And again, that's not a knock. It's just, you know, with all the flavors that were there, none of them really wowed me. Nothing grabbed my attention. All the flavors were sort of there. And it was, you know, I would describe it as a number of instruments playing at the same time. There was never any harmony for me. And it just never grabbed me, never really got my attention. The cigar is constructed really, really well. And it's a good looking cigar. I just wish that it delivered a little bit more on the flavor complexity for me.
Sure. Yeah, I mean, I dug the flavor profile with the wood, the baking spice, and the bread, and then kind of some of the added cream and the walnut going on there. You know, that perfume note in the final third, I thought was interesting, and it wasn't a deterrent for me. I thought it was, you know, good. And then, like you said, construction is really good on the cigar. So, you know, it's just these little minor things that you have to nitpick on just when you're doing a review that is not really a big deal in the grand scheme of things. But I thought this was a nice addition to the Short Tails line. I've smoked all of them except for the first one, I believe. And this is definitely on the high, what I consider on the top end of all the different iterations.
For price point?
Yeah, for price point as well, because a lot of, like, when you get into some of the other ones, they're very small cigars, you know, they're 42s, 38s, and 4 inches and things like that. So,
that's a big departure then.
Yeah, so this is, you know, sub $10 for kind of a double Robusto, I think, is a fair price.
Yeah.
You know, especially if you enjoy the flavors. You know, it's medium strength. Flavors were good, you know, nice body to it. I mean, I have no problem smoking more of these. They don't get a lot of buzz out there. You know, I don't see anybody talking about them on social media. Mm-hmm. I've never seen them in a shop.
I don't think I've seen a review within, you know, like when I went searching for information, it's a ghost town out there. So.
Yeah. So, I mean, I think it could have a fairly wide appeal if it got into people's hands and they knew about it. It just seems like it's like under the radar brand that, like, you have to go out and search for to find it.
Yeah,
and then once you do find it, you probably need to buy all you can, because you may not find it again. I just don't know where it's going to come from. So, all right, let's get into the scores. I started off the top with 6.57, then you gave it a 5.5. So I'll start with mine. I thought it was above average flavor profile, really good construction, good overall cigar. I mean, you know, it's something I'd smoke more of. It's not something that blows me away. Like, I have to have this. Mm-hmm. But it was a nice, you know, it was a nice cigar, something I'd smoke more of. You know, that in itself is something that's a good score for me. So how about you at 5.5?
5.5 is exactly right. And, you know, if we take our scale and dumb it down for a lot of people who are confused somehow by our scale, 5 would be neither satisfied nor dissatisfied. And I'd say, you know, 5.5 adequately describes a cigar that I was neither satisfied nor dissatisfied with, that has great construction. And, you know, I would say that in terms of the broader market of cigar smokers, I think this cigar would have a lot of appeal, because, you know, the flavors aren't too intense. There's a nice balance of a few different flavors that are there. Nothing super overpowering for the palate. There's no big pepper or big baking spice that, you know, jacks your tongue up or anything like that. So I could see these doing very well in a lot of different shops. For sure. Yep.
Exactly. Yeah. All right. If you're just catching this video on YouTube, be sure to subscribe to us, but also check out the full written review on the website, developmentpalace.com. Follow us on all the social media channels, and you can catch all of our review recaps on podcasts, so iTunes, Google Play, and Podbean. Thank you for tuning in. We will catch you on the next one.
Happy New Year.